Shall we pray? Our dear eternal Father, we honor you this morning for another privilege of coming to your house. We honor and magnify you. Thank you so much for seeing us through this just concluded week. Your cares, your blessings, your favor, your interventions in our lives in various ways, and the testimonies that you have added to our lives again. We are grateful to you. You proved your faithfulness, Lord, to us. Lord, we are grateful. And thank you for bringing us to another week. Lord, under your mercy and care, we are grateful to you. We acknowledge that not all that saw the end of yesterday, Heavenly Father, are able to see this morning. Lord, even though some cross to the early hour of the day, Lord, we know there are some of them are no more, but your grace has kept us alive. Lord, we are grateful to you. We know you have done this because you have not finished with us. We know you will continue to work upon us because you are the potter and we are the clay. Your desire, Lord, for us is to be like you in every way. We pray that your word that you have sent to us at this same time will continue to have effect upon us. Lord, you are working in us, gracious Lord, to strengthen our inner mind. Lord, by the revelation of your word, to bring our bodies subject to every commandment of yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Let nothing stand between us and you as we come before you today. For we look unto you, from whom our helps come. May you, gracious Lord, send down your help upon us, Lord, and touch the sick, Lord, that they might receive their healing. Lord, minister strength to the weak, fill with the Holy Spirit, leave the sin to higher ground. Let the yokes of the devil be broken. Lord, let the shout of the King, eternal Father, be heard in our midst, to the glory and honor of your name. Take control of the entire services of the day. Inspire your word to our heart, Lord, to benefit our souls. And at the end of the day, the blessings will be ours. Lord, we will have been drawn closer to you, and the glory will be yours, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves again to the house of the Lord. The Lord showing us his mercy and grace to be alive. We open our Bible to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. We read verse 14 and then Revelation chapter 10, verse 1-7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. All right. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Chapter 10 of the same book of Revelation. We'll read from verse 1 to 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. When he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the heart lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophet. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise be to God. We are grateful to God again for the privilege to be together. So, very soon, by the grace of God, we will be starting the real sermon on the revelation of the seven seals. By the grace of God, the form that the preaching we take will be special services. It will not be in the Sunday school. I have discussed that with the pastor and the associate. So it's going to take us 2 weeks. And a further announcement will begin about that. We don't want to take it in the long series. You know? Now, this is just the background. See how long we have gone. The sermon itself, the prophet preached the sermons in 80 days. The first 6 seals, then a question. Or maybe 7 days. A question after that. And then the seventh seal is 7 questions after that. And if you take a seal, you know how voluminous. So if you want to look at it in the Sunday school, I feel that that might take us to the end of the year. So, and we might probably have lost grip of what we should. So, just felt it's been long before I came up to say that. It's been long. I felt that's the way it should be. So, by the grace of God, so it will be a special services. So, that will come together and that will be consecutive 2 weeks. So to look at the revelations of the seven seals. I'm saying that so that you can pray for me and pray for every one of us for God's blessings during the period. God bless you. So at the right time, you'll be told when that will start. So this morning, we'll continue by the grace of God with the backgrounds. We want to look at other events that the prophet narrated, you know, that led to the preaching of the revelation of the seven seals. A lot of things the prophet has narrated, but we want to see this morning the fulfillment of the vision of the birds, you know, that he saw, and the angels that came to him. Then the other phenomena that follow that. So we'll be reading from the Absolute this morning. Preaching at 63, December 1, preaching the morning, 63-1201 M. So from paragraph 172. The topic is the background to the revelation of the seven seals. Then we are looking at the events that led to the preaching of the revelation of the seven seals. Paragraph 172. Where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Where are we in this great time we are standing? The great hour that we are living in? All the visions have been fulfilled. This was the same year that the prophet preached the revelation of the seven seals, but this is December. That's March to December. That's about 9 months thereafter. So the prophet was saying all the visions toward the revelation of the seven seals have been fulfilled. How about when a little minister friend of ours here, Associate Sister Church, Junior Jackson, come running up to us one night, me down there, say, I had a dream, Brother Abraham, that has bothered me. I seen all the brethren gather up on a hill That was the dream that he narrated initially, the first dream. So the prophet is trying to bring something out of this dream. I had a dream that bothered me, and had all the brethren gather upon a hill, and said, upon this hill, you were teaching us out of letters that were written. Look like in some letters that time had carved out in the rock. When you finished that, all that was finished, you told us, say, come close, and we all gathered together. We gathered up. You say, you reach from somewhere and look like God, like a crowbar, and whip the top of this little pyramid open. And when it did, you said, granite rock with no writing on it. And you told us to look in upon this. We all started looking. He said, I turned my head and I noticed you going towards the west, just as hard as you could, towards the setting of the sun. How many remembers it? The congregation says, amen. And I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said, the entire Bible, as much has been revealed to man through justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name, and all these things have been revealed, but there are his secrets that's hidden. A secret that is hidden because the Bible is sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it. That money, when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth, and rocks flew everywhere, everywhere, seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville, from where you come from, for the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be opened. So this, now the prophet got what those things is. The prophet was now trying to, you know, give us further understanding of the thing that happened by that time. You know, he didn't say it direct like this initially when those visions, but he didn't get what they were that bothered him, that made him to go to Sabino Canyon. So, but after the whole thing has been fulfilled, that's why he told us there that all the visions have been fulfilled. That came up after the revelation of the seven seals have been preached. So that's when he came up telling us this. Here we are today, understanding serpent seed. In a few days, if God wills, if God is willing, we will understand the correctness of marriage and divorce, and all these things that God has opened, every seal, the mystery since the foundation of the world. And we have been in joy, in the presence of his blessing. That is true. This day, this scripture. Praise be to God. So let's come to what is the attraction of the mantle? 6507-25E. 6507-25E. Paragraph 122. 6507-25E. Paragraph 122. All right. The prophet said 3 years ago, I had a friend of mine, the city of Seville. This is another account. The city of Seville lives down the lane from me, driving his stake down. I went out there and I said, what's the matter, Maud? The king's son, personal friend. You remember Maud here? The person they call Mud here. Yeah. So it's the same that they call Mud. He didn't elaborate about it here. He said, what's the matter, Mud? Mr. King's son, personal friend. He said, Billy, they are going to widen this road. You all remember, I said, it may be the bridge. I told Brother Wood, I said, hold your property. Maybe that bridge is going to come through up here. Something. The lane was torn up. Bricks, rocks thrown all over everywhere. Hold your property. I said, hold your property. Mr. King told me that that was going to happen. I went in, said to my wife, sitting there, Only there is something written about that. It is thus said the Lord somewhere. I went in and got my book, looked into it, and he said, it shall come to pass 8 years later, after the vision. Then, when I look at it, I say, it is time now, only we must turn west. 2 days after that, standing in the room about 10 o'clock, one morning, I went into the Spirit of God. I saw that little cluster of doves flying. Look at them, little birds. You remember it? I saw 7 angels in the form of a pyramid coming rushing into me. They said, turn westward. Go to Tucson. Be 40 miles northward. And you will be picking a cockball or a bullheader. They call it there. Off your clothes. I was going hunting with a friend, not knowing what was going to happen. And someone called me, the one that criticized me about about that picture of the angel of the Lord. No, that one. About the picture of the angel of the Lord, the one that took it. The very man that took the picture. You remember how this picture came to be? Dr. Best challenging divine healing. You know, that was the man that took that picture, hired by Dr. Best himself. Are you following me? Yeah. If you remember that account very well, you will know that it was the last shot in the camera that captured, you know, the pillar of fire on top of Abraham. All other shots, blank. So, and someone called me, this one that criticized me about the picture of the angel of the Lord, the one that took it. It has to go to Houston about his son. I had to go to Houston about his son, for he was going in the death row and was going to be killed in a few days. And he met me in India and threw his arm around me and said, think, the very man that I criticized come to save my only son. The Humane Society gave me what they call an Oscar, or whatever you want to call it, for saving a life. That was a recognition, a particular gift, something like that. So then we went back. I went up in the mountain to hunt. There, Brother Fred and I, one morning when I walked out, I had already got to my javelina, and I looked and saw the place where they went. I said, Brother Fred, go over on that mountain early in the morning now, about the break of day, and I will get on the other one. I won't shoot at the hawk, won't kill him, but if they start over this way, that herd, I will shoot in front of them, that run there in front of them, then run them back. But Fred went out there, and there was no hawks. He waved at me, and I went down in a canyon, some big chasm. The sun was just coming up. I come around the other side of the hill, not thinking nothing about the prophecies. You know, the way God dealt with the prophet, it's not as if he would be thinking about the previous visions. As a human being, he would have forgotten. Because he had a series of visions pointing to one thing or the other, you know, to be fulfilled. He would know, he wasn't packing them in his hand, going up and down. Once the prophecies were given, he gave them. Because he knew that when the right time came for those prophecies to be fulfilled, God would come on the scene. Because he didn't manufacture the prophecies. It is a man that manufactured prophecy that will follow it up and say, let me see, he'll be monitoring. But once it is given, and the prophet wasn't giving prophecies by his own understanding. That was why one time somebody challenged him and said, aren't you afraid? Calling the people on the line to line up, and then, are you not afraid that it will fail? Remember, he said, how can I be afraid? He said, it can't fail because it's not me. He said, it's God. So for as long as it is God, he cannot fail. That is what understanding we must have. If it is God, I don't care how many times somebody will polish a prophecy. If it is not God, it can't come to pass. Let them come and give us interpretation of this and that.
There's no manipulation of anything. If God speaks, there's nothing that can withstand it. So that is the kind of faith we must have in Jehovah. Solid. Look, most time when I in the discernment, when you just like on Friday, look at, and the other Friday too, fantastic, supernatural manifestation. Just like on Saturday, Friday, while the prophet was still preaching, he asked people to stand up, but discernment appeared. People began to come before him. He began to see visions of the people and was just speaking. You are healed. He was telling them, you are healed. Go home and be rejoicing. You are healed. You are having this. Because it was God that was doing it. Fulfillment of scripture. So that's why we are not following human wisdom, human understanding. Cunningly devised fable. A kind of a program that is sat in a corner and planned very well. Like the Mohammedan's Quran. It's a scheme. It doesn't run in continuity. It's a perverted Bible. It's a perverted Bible. Do you know that in Daniel, the Lord Jesus spoke about it? I want you to understand what I'm saying. The Lord Jesus in Daniel spoke about the abomination that makes desolate. You know, he spoke about it in Daniel chapter 9. And then when he came himself, the word himself, the one that spoke to Daniel, that was in the Old Testament, he came in the New Testament to still establish that abomination that will stand in the holy place, which is the mosque of Umar. Who holds the mosque of Umar? Islam. So everything that they gather about is an abomination. It's abomination to God. Not to human beings, to God. So, and if you believe God, that would be an abomination to you too. So it's a power. Anything around it is power. You see, many people, some of those scholars, Islamic scholars, you know, some of them will say that it was when they read Quran that they saw Jesus because they were curious. They said this. That still won't give them salvation if they don't come to Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Because there is no salvation in that Quran. Do you know you could be reading, you could see the way God works, because he's a God of salvation. Sorry, let me just drop this. It was a drama that was organized, played in Redeemed Church when I was in Redeemed. I think, I don't know whether I've recounted, I'm just trying to make a point here. It was a drama that was organized. Some people came and played and acted that drama in the church that I was. I was in Redeemed Church there, in the denomination. Meanwhile, before that time, why Christ speak has been given to me by somebody. That person is a pastor. The person that gave it to me is a pastor in Redeemed today. That's a church near Babalo Were's church on the way to Ashi Road to Bashorun. The church is by the right side. When you descend that Ashi Road, you are climbing the other side by the right. One church, Redeemed Church, big church there. The man is the pastor of that place. He was the one that gave me why Christ speak long ago. I will read, I won't understand it. It was grammarized. That one was grammarized. The one that he gave me. So, I was reading it. But meanwhile, somebody has discussed with me in a little about the Godhead. So I had a little something. So they were acting this drama. There was a particular head of department. His member of his church were suffering. The man and his wife and the children, they were suffering. The home was scattered. No unity in the house. The wife fighting the husband. The children all disobedient. They were not doing well in their academics. So this HOD loved this family. Then he decided to take a sabbatical leave. In that drama, he took sabbatical leave. Meanwhile, that very particular family, the husband has traveled. And that man was a lecturer in that same department. That was in the drama. I want you to understand that. In that drama. So, the head of that family has traveled. The family that was having problem. The man had traveled, left the family because of that problem and went away. So, when this man looked at the whole thing, he said, well, the only way he can do is to step into this family, to come and assist this family. How will he do it? Then decided to, you know, take sabbatical leave and left the place and travel to the city where the family of this man was living. And he went there as a messenger to go and serve as a messenger to assist, you know, in helping the children, helping the wife to do home chores and the rest of it. And he tried to talk to them a little. So he was doing that until the family was coming together, the children and the woman coming together. So at a point in time, this man will call the children, he will ask them questions about what they did in school. You know, he was head of the department, knowledgeable. So he will teach the children their homework. He will, what they didn't understand, he will teach them, he will do everything until the children were doing well. The woman also came in line. The family was settled. So the man was doing that, but he disguised. He left as the head of the department, took sabbatical leave, and went to the place where that man was living with his family, but the man has traveled, left the home. And he went as a messenger, house help. And the wife of the man did not know him. So he went, he took care of the whole place, he would take care of their premises, take care of the house, talk to them, everything. So this man now returned. When this man returned, and the wife told the house help that, well, my husband is coming, and that in fact he's going to appreciate you for the thing you have done for us and every other thing. The man said, it's okay. So when the man came, the man went to hide in the toilet. So he went to hide. And so when the man came, he said, oh, very fine. What is happening? What has happened? So the woman told the story about the house help that came and the rest of them. So I said, okay, go and call him. Okay, let me know him and appreciate him. Behold, by the time the man was coming out, it was his head of department. The man said, what? Doctor, so. What are you doing here? The man told him, just take it easy. Then the wife stepped back and said, what, doctor, who? It's our house help. The man said, that's my head of department. That's my head of department. Then the man said, just take it easy. He said, well, you know what happened. He said, you know your family had a problem. And I felt the only way I can resolve it is to do what I have done. I had to take sabbatical leave, leave my office, and came as a servant to solve your family problem. Now your family problem is solved, and you have no my identity. So take care of your family. The picture that I saw was Godhead. Are you getting me? The picture that I saw from that was Godhead, God Almighty condescending, coming as a servant to solve our problem. That was in a drama. Lord, I'm trying to let you know that even in Quran, God can open somebody's eye in one verse there, in one verse there, in front of that, and make a picture that will create curiosity in them to seek after God, after the true God. You could be reading a literature. It could be something that God will, you know, cause your eyes to fix on, and then you will connect with something that you become, you know, curious. You want to know God. You want to know more about this. You want to know more. Before you know it, you are coming to the land of God. Because He is a God of salvation. He knows how to draw man to Himself. Praise be to God. Well, I think God has a reason for that. Praise be to God. So, our Lord spoke about That abomination then. So everything that God speaks comes to pass. Amen. I was going on to, okay, we are somewhere there. About the prophecies, yes. About the prophecies. That's which paragraph? 136, okay. All right. Yeah. Happened about the prophet, sat down, waiting, resting. I thought, what happened to those? Yeah, we're saying that the prophet was seen thinking about those prophecies. Because once the prophecies were given, God was obligated to bring them to pass. I pick up, sat down like Indians do, you know, cross-legged. I look on my overall leg, and there was a ball header, cocoa ball. I pick it up, I said, that's strange. Then he came to remember that he has seen something like that before. That's strange. Here I am, about 40 miles northeast of Tucson. That's my little boy, Joseph, sitting there waiting for me. And as I started to look, I saw a head of horse come out about 1,000 yards from me, up on a mountain. I throw the bull header down. I say, I will get them. I will go get Brother Fred, and I will hang up a piece of paper to let him know which way to go on this Ocotillo here, and we will get Brother Fred. And I started up the mountain, running as hard as I could on the other side. All of a sudden, I thought somebody shot me. I never had such a blast. It shook the whole country. And when it did, standing before me were 7 angels in a cluster. I met Brother Fred and them a little after. I said, what was it? I said, that was it. What are you going to do? Return home. For thus saith the Lord, the 7 mysteries that has been hidden in the Bible all these years, these denominations and everything, God is going to open these 7 mysteries to us in the 7 seals. There was that circle coming up from the earth like a mist forming. When it did, it went plop up into the mountain, began to circle on westward from the way it come. Science found it after a while, 30 miles high and 35 miles across. Where is it? Oh, that's it. Mystery cloud. That's the formation. That's what led to that. You see, every material that we refer to in the message, they are supernaturally formed. It's not just somebody that sat in the corner and drew that. It's not somebody that drew this picture. Of course, this was the man's head of Christ drawing. We know that paint. Brahma made us to know that. But it's not a supernatural drawing. This is the one on the top of Abraham is supernatural. Because when the account was given about that light, we know what the man that investigated that, what he said. That there was actual light above the head of Abraham that struck the lens of the camera. That the mechanical eyes of this lens will not take psychology. And what psychology? Things that you are thinking. Things that you are thinking that is not real, abstract. And that's why Abraham told us that things of God that we don't see, they are more real than the things that we see. A camera could pick the thing that human beings' eyes did not even see. Except those to whom God opened their eyes to see it. Amen. And that is the angel, the 7 angels that came in constellation. After giving Abraham that instruction that you return back to Jeff. Now the mystery of the 7 seals that have been bound together, the seals that have sealed it together will be open. Go back to Jeff. The prophet said, by the time they are done with him and they were going back, they formed that mist that eventually formed this picture. But Abraham said, when they turn it, he said, he had a verse to say, turn it this way. He said, when they turn it this way, he said, now here is the face of Christ looking to the earth. Praise be to God. That was even before the seals were preached. Events that preceded it, there are things we are looking at. To vindicate that this is that the prophet, that God was preparing the prophet to preach is God's promise, as we read in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God will be finished. God bless you. Let's bow our heads.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. We appreciate you, Father, for your cares upon us throughout the week that just ended. Your cares, your protection, daily provisions of our needs, the blessings we receive for personal consecration, family altar, the services in the church. We are very grateful, Father. Another week is starting. God, I just thank you for the storehouse. Of course, your servant to store this message. You say, the bride, we have need of it. We thank you for a portion of it that has been said unto us. Thank you for the revelation of the messenger that you have sent unto us at this end time. In the midst of several, you know, people claiming things at the rest of it, we are grateful unto you for the vindications that you did through his ministry that could not be found elsewhere. We are very grateful, Father. Lord, you have taught us, O God, that in this message lays rapturous faith. The portion that you have got across to us this morning may increase our faith, Lord. May it bring us closer to you. May it take us to higher ground. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We pray, God, that you bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has left him. We are trusting, we are in expectation, looking unto you for more of your blessings in the services ahead of us, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen.